If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday, and shout to everybody that came out to Boston Summer Jam. We had a great time yesterday.
Yes, salute to Bob Pittman. Now, I usually don't tell y'all things like this, but I'm only telling y'all because this is only my second time doing it. We rode on a private jet yesterday to Boston because, you know, my wife is 8 months pregnant.
Right.
I think, or seven. I don't know. I know she's due September 27th. I'm terrible at math. And so I needed to get back. Now, here's the trick.
What?
My wife's not even in town, so I didn't even know. She's not even here. You know what I'm saying? So I got back for no reason, but it still was fun. Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Shout out to the private jet life. You know what I mean?
We had a huge jet.
All right, now, don't keep it locked. You know, today's show, we got Jay Williams from ESPN joining us today.
Yes.
And also, Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday, Carly Red.
Carly Red. Carly Red. I'm loving hip-hop, right?
Yes, right. Red hair.
Okay.
She's engaged or married. She used to talk to Jock.
Just keep in mind that it's Freaky, Freaky Friday. So anything you hear today during the Carly Red interview is in the context of Freaky, Freaky Friday.
Oh, boy.
Okay, don't take us out of context later on in life.
All right. All right. All right, keep it locked. And, of course, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, DJ Envy?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
My girl just got diagnosed with cancer, you know what I mean, a couple weeks ago, man. Today's the first day of chemo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just want to let her know that we're going to make it through this. You know what I mean? All you people out there that's fighting cancer, stay positive. You're going to make it through it. If you don't, it's just, you know what I mean, it's what happens. God loves you. Stay strong. Keep moving. Keep pushing.
Prayers for her, man. Prayers for her.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What's her name?
Kaylee Renee Mangus, man.
Word, let's throw some positive energy out there for Kaylee, man.
Absolutely.
God bless her.
Right on, man. Hey, I love
praying for her.
Too, man.
What type of cancer she have, bro?
She got lymphoma cancer, man. It's in the neck or whatever.
Okay. So, and where you calling from?
I'm calling from Indianapolis, man. Naptown, Indiana, West Side, out there, Hart Street. Y'all know what it is.
All right, we send some prayers out definitely to her, brother.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Y'all stay positive out there. Charlamagne the guy.
Yes, sir.
Stay on their neck, bro. Stay on their neck.
You already know, my brother.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, MV, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. How we doing?
Hey, what's up, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker?
It's toe time, everybody. We need a little funny this morning. All right, I want to play a game with you. It's called Is It Just Me? All right, here we go. Tell me what you think at the end. Is it just me, or does Charlamagne look like Tyrese Ugly Twin? Is it just me, or does Angela E. wear pants all the time to hide her hairy legs? Is it just me, or does Envy have feet like Fred Flintstone? Yabba dabba doo.
Is it just me, or was everything you just said corny as hell just now? It could just be me, though.
Is it just me, or you just got hung up on?
My legs definitely are never hairy.
Well, all right.
Put that out there.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tiara.
Hey, Tiara, get it off your chest, mama.
I am so sick and tired of these deadbeat fathers that you ask them to do the bare minimum, and they can't even do that.
Oh, boy. What'd you ask them to do?
It's your second time calling in 2 weeks now.
No, I never called before, honey.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are sick of that.
What you ask them to do, mama?
First of all, I work overnight. I work at a jail. All I ask my son father to do is keep him 3 nights a week while I go to work. I pick him up in the morning and take him to school. It's nothing that you have to do but put his ass to sleep. And he can't do that.
Mm. Well, you got into, you know what you was getting into when you got into
she
it.
She probably did not know.
Oh, he got into it.
I don't like you.
I did not know.
She did not know.
I don't like you interrupting. I don't like.
This is your boy because you don't let him in your house.
My boy. I don't. My boy.
Uh-oh. You let him in your house.
You let him in your house.
Who is this?
Who? Say his name.
A chef.
A chef? I let a bunch of chefs in my house.
Wow, Envy got a deadbeat chef.
I got a deadbeat chef.
Listen, I don't like you interrupting that chef's quality time with his girlfriend to drop off his son, okay? How dare you?
Charlamagne, great. Andy, you're such a family man. If you see him, you need to tell him about it.
Though.
I don't know.
He don't
know what chef. He has a lot of chefs.
I got a bunch of different chefs.
Y'all had him on the Breakfast Club one time. Y'all let him come up here.
Mm. Really? Yeah, the chef on the Breakfast Club.
Is his food good?
Yeah, his food is good.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
so basically,
mama.
This is Envy's fault somehow.
Is he from a reality show?
It's not Envy's fault because Envy would never know because he's such a front and he likes to make it seem like he's something that he's not.
Is he on a reality show?
I never had no reality chef in my house.
No, he ain't on no damn reality show.
I don't know who you talking about. You got a chef on the Breakfast Club?
You just got to name names,
he got to be Jamaican. I got a bunch of Jamaican chefs. He Jamaican?
No, he's black.
Oh.
Well,
Jamaicans are black.
What?
Black.
Well, some Jamaicans.
He's African American. He's not a foreigner.
He's not West Indian.
Well, congratulations to you, boo.
No,
I'm sorry that you can't get no sawfish in the morning. What's it called?
Aki and sawfish.
Aki and sawfish.
Saki, that's Japanese.
Whatever. I'm sorry you can't get no Jamaican breakfast and a good father. I'm sorry.
Wait, is he from Long Island?
No, he's from Jersey.
Forget it. Emmy just has no idea who it is.
I'm sorry, mama.
All right.
Have a blessed morning.
I'll tell all the chefs to make sure they take care of their kids.
All you deadbeat chefs out there.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You get it? Pick up the
mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Hello, who's this?
It's Beanie.
Hey, what's up, Beanie? Get it off your chest.
Man, I want to know why mechanics don't know how to use the right oil in your engine.
They should if they're a mechanic.
Man, this dummy put stupid the wrong oil in my engine and my whole engine stopped in the middle of the highway.
That's because you ain't go to a real mechanic. You went to somebody's friend house.
Man, I went to Walmart.
Oh, you went to
Walmart. Does Walmart change?
Yeah, some Walmarts got car
services.
I've
never seen that.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to diss Walmart, but I mean, I go to Walmart for food. I ain't going to Walmart to change my
tires.
You
could have went to Jiffy Lube, boo. I'm sure you got a Jiffy Lube in your area.
Absolutely.
Charlamagne, you look like Jiffy Lube.
You look like Jiffy Lube with your black ass.
How you know they black?
Of course, I'm black all day.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Maybe he right there.
All day.
What you need to do, you need to go to Jiffy Pube and get your little pubic hairs cut off, walking around with a bikini on with all your vagina hairs showing.
Hey.
You got a bush down there,
man? Don't take your own advice. Go take your own advice,
When was the last time you shaved your legs?
What was the last time you shaved your head?
I'm going to get a shave today. Thank you.
Okay,
you don't even have no hair on top of there.
But my hairline is trash.
Your hair don't grow.
What is this argument about?
All right,
my hairline does grow. She loves me.
4-year-old kid.
She loves me.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Abby, what's good? This is Mike from Brooklyn.
What's poppin', bro? Get it off your chest.
I understand that some people that be having their bad days or whatever in terms of how they smell. Right.
I love how this is going.
Deodorant on or whatever, or you forget. But my coworker would be every single day. She be smelling like zoo dirt every day. And
what
I don't understand
zoo
how to, like,
dirt? I never heard of that. Zoo dirt.
I don't understand how I'm supposed to like tell her like, yo, you stink, or
you gotta get a woman. You gotta get a woman to tell another woman that she stink. Unless you sleeping with said woman.
I'm not sleeping with that woman.
Yeah, if you're not sleeping with her, then you gotta get somebody else to do it.
Maybe get her a nice little gift basket of some soaps and lotions that smell good.
I don't even think she get it because everybody in my job, you know, saying that, yo, she stinks, she smells like Beetlejuice or whatever. It's just a nasty smell.
I wonder what that could be from.
Well, make her a ghetto gift basket, and in that gift basket have deodorant, soap. You know what I'm saying? Limassol.
Maybe
you know
it's her maybe it's her diet.
Every time that she be having a nerve, be like, oh, you know, it's stinking here. Like, duh, you know, you.
I'm going to tell you something.
Now,
if she was around me saying that,
I have to.
If you with her and she blurts out, it stink and it's her, it stinks in here. Yeah, because it's you. That's when you got to let her have it.
Don't be mean.
You got to let, you got to let her have it right then and there.
I'm not going to lie. This happened to somebody that, well, one of my ex-coworkers used to smell really bad, and we actually had to take him to the side. And I was...
Damn, Charlamagne, you stink, son?
An ex-coworker. And I actually had to tell him and say, you know, there's a little bit of an odor, and I don't know what it is, but I think it was his clothes, because he used to wear this coat, and the coat, he would never wash it.
Mm.
And that smelled really bad, and he just, I don't know, he just didn't shower every day. I don't know what it was, but we told him.
Jeez.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Portia.
Hey, Portia, get it off your chest, mama.
I want to get off my chest that I put on social media, I purchased something from the local Fashion Nova.
Uh-oh.
And they still ain't giving me my credit. And I edit Cardi B.
Whoa, stop. I need you to stop for a second. There's a local Fashion Nova? I thought Fashion Nova was only on social media.
It's locally online.
What?
It's
locally online.
How is it local?
What are you talking
okay.
about?
All right.
And
all right.
I know y'all seen my DM telling y'all to get it off my chest for me because I added Cardi B and asked her to help me out with her street credit. And I ain't getting nothing back.
Well, Cardi B probably didn't see it because she has, like, you know.
I know.
Thousands of people hitting her up.
And Cardi B don't own Fashion Nova, boo. Why are you adding Cardi B? You should be adding the people of Fashion Nova.
She's sponsored. She got to look out for the people.
She just felt like maybe Cardi B would have a little more clout.
My goodness. Well, sorry you didn't get your Fashion Nova dress, mama. Was it for something special?
It was for Mother's Day. I had me a nice little, outfit picked out, but I just refused to purchase anything, and they still owe me like $80.
All right, but listen, this is what you do. Send me a DM right now, because I do know a couple of people that work there. So I'm going to hit up my guy and send it to him and see if he can help you.
Good luck.
All of y'all going to feel so
Thank
bad.
You.
All of y'all going to feel bad when y'all realize Ivanka Trump is going to Fashion Nova.
Hello, who's this?
She's definitely not.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Charlene. Hey, Charlamagne. Hey, D. Hey, D. How are y'all?
Hey, Charlene.
Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to say that I'm blessed. You know, within the last 6 years of my life, I've been through a lot. I lost my mom 6 years ago, and you know, me and her were very, very close. It was very sudden. And so, you know, I was overweight and I just had a lot of things going on. And I just recently lost 80 pounds. I'm down to 171.
Okay.
I am sexy as ever. I look like my high school days. I've been a stay-at-home mom. My oldest is 13 and my youngest is 9. I just went back to work for the first time. And I've been working for a year. And, you know, things are just really looking up for me. So I'm just calling to say I'm blessed. I love y'all. Charlamagne, I'm from South Carolina, boo. And them clouds you talking about?
Uh-huh.
Well, we had some of the best rain last night.
Oh, man. So you got some good sleep.
Man, sleep my ass. Oh, I can't say that. I was doing everything but sleep, okay?
There you go.
Hey, now. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you was
about.
Having sex in the rain?
What you talking about? Boy, I don't lost 80 pounds. Do you know how? I wish I could send a picture. I am hot, okay? I am doing it up. And, you know, me and my husband have been together 22 years. I'm just blessed.
And he's having fun because you're so much more confident now, too, and happy. So
there
that's
you
great.
Go.
What you talking about? I mean, I can put on, look, bummy as ever, and nobody can tell me I don't look good. I don't give a damn.
Congratulations,
baby. Congrats to you, mama.
I definitely was having sex the night before when it was raining, though. I had that Miguel playing while it was raining. I was wishing it was raining last night. I said that to my wife. Damn, I wish it was raining.
Hello, who's this?
Queen God DJ Envy, this Fred from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, checking in with you. What's happening?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest, man.
It is very expensive being a single person out here. I run through a lot of dough being single. And Brother Envy, yes, I would like you to congratulate me, brother, because I did get some Kung Fu last weekend. I had to pay for it, but I got some.
Oh, was it a real person or was it a doll?
Definitely a rope. Definitely a doll.
It was a young lady. I had to pay for it.
Young lady? How old is young? What age?
He was 27.
Oh, okay. You paid for it? What's the price of Kung Fu in Milwaukee nowadays?
I had to pay $100. So I didn't want
you
it, but
paid
I had.
Her?
Well, you get what you paid. You get what you paid for, man. So call me when you start getting that herpes medication.
Was
okay?
It worth it?
You know, at this stage of the game, Miss E, yeah, you got to make it happen somehow. My great grandma, Clyde, always told me, "Baby, sometimes you got to pay to play."
Oh,
I didn't understand what she talked about back then. I thought she had Alzheimer's.
Let me tell you something. I can guarantee you, your grandma charged more than $100. Okay.
Oh, stop it. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My partner,
Jay
yes.
Williams.
Good to be here. I miss y'all faces, man.
Welcome back.
How
it's
are
been
you,
a
brother?
Minute.
I'm good.
Now, you got your new documentary, Best Shot.
Yep.
How does that differ from your book, Life is Not an Accident?
It's almost the same.
Okay.
The best part about it, though, is, you know, when I got a chance to work with Maverick on this whole thing, you know, how are we doing more in our community to impact our youth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how are we doing more for kids that look like us or they talk like us? And one of the things I really respect about Bron and Maverick, you know, you heard Phil Jackson a couple years ago say, you know, LeBron and his posse. That posse is close to being a $1 billion posse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So my thing is, hey, no longer are we going to have situations where one guy makes it out. They've proven that one guy can make it out and you can uplift the rest of the people around you. Mm-hmm. So they can be on par just with everybody else if they're talking about business, whatever it may be. So how do we take that mindset and how do we implement that into our youth? And some of these kids from Newark, man, they almost feel like they didn't have a chance before they even got a chance to get started.
Mm. So this is at Central High School.
Exactly.
Right. And what's interesting and what I love, and I was just talking about this the other day, is a lot of times these kids come to school and we don't know what their circumstances are like at home. So sometimes they do things in school and we have to take that into consideration. Like, what is the story of what's going on with their family? What's going on with them financially, emotionally, and all of that? They bring all that baggage to school with them.
And my thing is, I'm tired of these kids being white noise, because you hear a lot of people talk about doing the right thing. And then we're innately selfish people where you're worried about your family, yourself, what you're doing for yourself, and you kind of leave them off on the side. When you hear a 15-year-old kid, Angela, say, you know what? My dad's been in jail my whole life. My brother's in and out of jail. You have other family members asking, hey, get us out of this hood, get us a big house. It all falls on me at 15. Like, what the hell kind of pressure is that for a kid who's 15 years old? We have another kid named Isaiah who is 17 who lives by himself. I don't know how the hell he's not in the system, but he lives by himself. He's paying rent. He's asking me, yo, Jay, can I borrow $500 for rent? I got two dogs. You know, I got to go to work after school. I'm not going to miss practice. Who the hell goes to all that 16, 17 years old? That's a lot of pressure. So then if they make a mistake, I had another kid, Kareem, break down how he sold drugs. And he's like, why would I go work at Burger King when I'm making minimum wage, when I can do this and I can make five times that in the, you know, less amount of time?
Right. Burger King don't take you to prison.
Exactly. You talk to him about, but you see those thorough conversations about, hey, that same skill set that you have where you can size somebody up and you're very quick at math, you can make that applicable to a job where you can actually earn a lot more money.
It's also who's helping to raise you at home, because sometimes you don't have anybody at home that's actually teaching you how to do the right thing.
A lot of times your mom and dad are outworking. You know, with the thing with Newark, and shout out to Newark.
I love Newark.
My kids play in Newark. They play football in Newark, play basketball in Newark. The problem I see a lot of times with like cities or places like Newark is there's a lot of raw talent there.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like sometimes the suburbs finds the raw talent. They find that one kid and then they kind of like pluck that one kid out of the bad situation and put them in a good situation, and they never help this town or the city or the coaches. And that's the problem. There's just not enough programs. How do we break that cycle?
Well, that's what I love about, you know, I got into this whole argument a while ago where I said LeBron was the greatest of all time.
Well, now I know why you said that, because he executive produced your documentary.
Well, that too. Yeah, I mean, that helps. Yeah, that's fine. I like that. But you know, though, but he's given, like, that dude gave $41 million to his college tuitions. And like I say this before, like, I don't know all the things that Michael Jordan has done, but I've seen Michael Jordan invest in penitentiaries and things of that sort. I'm not knocking
the
business
hustle. Is that true? Oh, that was an internet rumor.
I don't know. But that's what I've heard.
I've heard allegedly.
But I know what LeBron does for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he's investing, and that's my thing, being there 3 days a week for 4 months and spending time with these kids, Like, that's how you do it.
That's life-changing.
Like, that's how you do it. You actually give yourself your time, your effort, your mind, you know, your intellectual property to these kids so they can understand that, oh, he looks like me, he sounds different, but that's not being white, that's being educated.
Right.
He thinks thoroughly, oh, I can do business too, I can own a business. But you need other people like us to empower them to show them that it's feasible.
I love LeBron for that, but that don't make him the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah. So you don't think he could beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one? I knew it was going to turn into this conversation with you.
I don't think it's a fair conversation. I don't even think it's fair to LeBron.
Life isn't fair,
and
man.
It's definitely not fair to Jordan.
Why?
Jordan is a god. Like, it's like chasing a ghost. Like, LeBron.
Why?
He'll never be 6-0 in NBA Finals.
Well, wait, because now you're talking team basketball. So Steve Kerr will make a couple of shots. You can name other guys that made some big shots. It takes an element of luck to be 6-0 in the finals.
Well, Michael said that. I don't know if you saw I'm sure you did, but he saw the video. He was like, yo, we shouldn't be talking about individual players. We should be talking about best teams of all time.
Okay.
So I think that, like, Michael Jordan led some of the greatest NBA teams of all time.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
So you say Michael would beat LeBron 1-1?
No.
In his prime,
maybe.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. Maybe. Why not?
He's 6'9", 265.
I don't think so.
He's a freight train.
Yeah, no.
Who can
not
move
at all.
Like Michael, and it's faster.
He'd back Michael
one
down.
One-on-one,
he'd back Michael down.
I mean, we've seen Michael do some amazing things. I have no reason to doubt Michael Jordan about anything.
I just don't think it's fair
to LeBron, because LeBron is the greatest LeBron we've ever seen. If you compare him to all of these other greats, you're going to always be disappointed, because he can't reach those expectations. He can't be Jordan. He can't be Magic. He just can't. He's LeBron. I just don't think it's fair to him.
Well, for who, though? See, because how old are you now?
40.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you're part of that generation that follows that. But for these kids, they don't know about Michael.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about Magic. He is the pinnacle. But, so the conversation will change in the next 20 years because they won't have that to compare it to.
That's not accurate, though.
I'm not saying it's accurate. I'm just saying what life is.
Got you.
I mean, there's nothing about it. It's accurate.
All right, we have more with Jay Williams when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. From ESPN, we have Jay Williams in the building. Charlamagne?
You know, it's interesting, man. I always wonder, we was having this conversation the other day, does social media allow people to grow? Because you have a guy, OG, you know, who made a lot of mistakes, but now he's a coach and he's using his mistakes as lessons for everybody else. Do they allow people to grow in this era? Because I feel like they judge you for everything that may have happened in your past.
Well, I mean, I think we do if you keep pushing the narrative.
Right.
Like, you have to keep pushing the narrative about what your evolution is and how you've changed.
You can't be worried about social media. You have to keep doing the work.
Right. Really.
I mean, that's the best part about it. And for him, though, too, like, it was funny watching all of them, because we went down to Duke for a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny, I don't think they've ever been around that many white people in their life. I mean, the Caucasian people. Like, they never, like in Newark, like, you ain't saying hi to nobody when you walk down the street. Mm-hmm. So we're there on campus, and some kids are like, oh, hey, and one of my boys, Hottie, on the team, he's like, well, why are you saying hi to me? What do you want? I'm like, he don't want nothing, Hottie. He's just saying hi to
That's
you.
Funny.
It's okay. He's like, yo, why they don't got their bikes locked up?
I don't trust nice white people.
Because they ain't stealing bikes around here, Hottie. You know what I mean? So it was like such a culture shock for them to understand, like, yo, this is an environment conducive to you learning.
Right.
But they never get those experiences because 95% of them have never been out of the city of Newark.
That's real.
So, like, how the hell can you plan for what you want to be when you don't even have the exposure to see what you can be? It was just it was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. Like, writing a book, playing ball in the league, all that stuff. Like, bouncing back. I don't care about any of that. Like, I feel like I left this whole thing and being like, yo, what the hell am I doing? Like, I need to do more within my own community.
Are you going to do this every season with different schools? Is that something that...
I don't know what the plan is going to be. It's on YouTube. It's great. It comes out. It came out last week. We're airing a new episode every Wednesday.
It's 8 episodes?
8 episodes. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if YouTube wants to do another season. We did hit 1 million... views already on YouTube yesterday within 4.5 days, which is pretty dope.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a renewal.
I mean, we'll see how it goes, but it's real work, yo. I mean, my wife is pregnant. Every Monday and Tuesday, I'm in Bristol, Connecticut. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm on the road. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I was with those kids, man.
Newark,
and do you feel such a connection that after you finish filming, you want to keep in contact and still go?
Well, that's the best part about it. I mean, just because the docuseries is over don't mean their lives are over. So now you have kids like, what happens to Isaiah? Like, he's trying to find a part-time job and go to school. Like, who's helping him do all that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have another kid named Quan Quan who just literally was messing around with his boys. They were jumping some kid, and then the kid recognized him, and then he got put in jail overnight. Mm-hmm. And then he has follow-up things, and now there's a record for Quan Quan. Mm-hmm. So, like, how does that affect him? And he was just there. Like, he wasn't even actively involved in it. He was just there, guilty by association. So, like, how do you help those kids follow up to recognize that, hey, some you just can't even be around?
Right.
Like, you have to start, you know, distancing yourself from people who don't have your priorities in their best hands.
It's a conscious decision. I mean, it is. I think we've all had to make it. I know I definitely had to make it when I was running with the wrong people. You know, it's just like, yo, like, I cannot be around this anymore. It's either got to focus all the energy on doing positive things, or if I even have 1 foot in the negative is going to catch up with me.
But, man, you're a great lesson. I talked about you to one of our kids, too, because I feel like the people who are able to get by stuff in life, because life happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. The more you're able to own things and understand, like, yo, this was where my life was. These are the things I've learned from it. But ain't nobody out there perfect. So you have a lot of tough people behind the keyboard who like to act like they're perfect.
Yep.
But everybody's going through some kind of or adversity in their life. So the more I can own it, the more I can empower myself to do more with it. So it's the same thing with these kids. Like, you own your background, own where you're from, own, like, your town, rep your city. But you can be as great as you want to be. But and nobody here holding you back.
It's not forgiven anymore. Like, it goes back to the social media question. It's like, you can't make a mistake anymore, because now when you make a mistake, it's hard to get back. Mm. You know what I mean? You can go back and say, you know what, at age 16, I did this. But now people are looking like what you did at 16, and they think, oh, well, that's your character now. It's not like that.
It's not like that.
But part of it, like you said, is making mistakes and owning your background and owning the mistakes that you made and learning from them and just keeping it going. Like, just keep on pushing the new narrative.
My thing is, I talk all the time, just like you guys. So I'm inevitably bound to say some dumb sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to happen.
Right.
Like, it's just the way life is, right? But if I can go back on air next day and say, I was wrong. And I own it, and I move forward.
Sometimes you don't get that opportunity.
No, I'm with you. I'm lucky because I'm on air all the time, but I hear exactly what you're saying.
Do you teach the kids about social media, too? Because I feel like that's a conversation that has to be had nowadays that we didn't have to have coming up.
We didn't really get heavily involved in that, I think.
Because it affects kids so much. And they even talk about, like, the rates of suicides going up because of social media and how much they're affected by things they see and what not to post and things like that.
We didn't get into that as much because I think some of the issues that they had to deal with were a little bit beyond social media at that given time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got kids who are worried about how to put, you know, money with their mom or put clothes on their young brother's backs, it's just a different set of circumstances. So I'm sure we kind of breezed over social media, but I mean, you start to see the way some of these kids are living and their upbringing. It's like, all right, like, we have to focus on the bigger picture. Like, how do we help them get out of this environment?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not saying, like, you know, the kid Quan Quan is like, yo, I want to go down to L.A. I want to go to Miami. I'm like, have you ever been outside the city of Newark? Do you know Jersey's called the Garden State? Do you know what Jersey can even offer you? He's like, I've never been outside Newark. I don't know nothing but grasses.
Wow.
Or all this stuff. Like, so he only sees through that microcosm. You know what I mean? So is that a conversation worth having? 100%. But, Angela, we didn't even get a chance to get there.
Right.
Like, some of
one of the students, his father died. And then you
on TV.
Mm-hmm. On TV, that's
crazy. So a lot of people are like, oh, so how do you relate to these kids? I'm like, so when that episode drops, how's he going to deal with that at 16 years old? Mm. That he lost his dad. You're watching this kid go through the first stage of grief of him losing his father.
That was on a plane, right?
We were on a bus. We were down there.
Right.
And here's the thing, we were down at Duke. It was the first time we were getting them out of their environment. Like, we were away from everything. We were actually having a good time. Like, you felt like they had a chance to be kids.
Mm.
Kids, you know what I mean? Like, run around, do silly stuff. And then this kid finds out his dad died, but it was one of the most painful and beautiful moments at the same time. Because you saw, all right, like, we don't know a lot about Hadi's family, and his family would be there for him, his mom and his, you know, his grandma. But, like, you saw us. Like, you saw we all we got. Like, we are his family. Like, we all came, and we hugged him, and we prayed together. And we stayed in his ear throughout the entire ball game. We continued to talk to him for days and days afterwards. I talked to him now. He just actually FaceTimed me, like, literally 10 minutes ago. Like, shout out to Hadi for, like, he wants to find a way. He just needs people to help him, give him a blueprint.
Or that's all people need is direction and right. guidance, man. It's just that Absolutely. Simple. And somebody that gives a f-
I didn't mean to get deep on y'all. I'm just saying. You come from this and it's a deep scenario. Yeah, you live it for 3.5-4 months. It's like, okay.
I can tell it means a lot to you.
Well, because I'm about to bring a child into this world. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking about, well, what kind of father do I want to be?
Mm-hmm. Or,
you know, when I say something now, it can't just be like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. It's like, ah, damn. Like, all right. Like, I said it. Like, I need to be that example.
Mm-hmm.
I need to set that bar high so they can set their own individual bar high.
All right, we have more with Jay Williams when we come back. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Jay Williams from ESPN in the building. Charlamagne?
You got married this year, too, right?
I got
married.
You always go right to the personal stuff. Right. That's what I love about you. Man,
right
you just
here.
Go right there. Like, yes, I'm having an interracial baby. We're getting married.
Welcome to the club, sir.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank
not the interracial
you.
Baby
oh,
club.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, wait. Is there something I need to know?
Charlamagne.
The married club.
You see how you put your foot in your mouth? Welcome to the club.
The married club.
The married club.
You
yes.
feel different?
No, I think for everybody else, though, they feel different about me being different. I think everybody else is kind of shocked at it. Like, oh, you're married. How is it? I'm like, it's great. It ain't no different than what my life was before here.
Yeah.
I'm just on my path.
I had a homeboy tell me a few weeks ago, he was like, yo, you really be on that faithful? I'm like, yes. What are you talking about?
Now I do.
I will. Hey, you got to. You know, no choice.
Now, let's talk basketball a little bit now. NBA. LeBron going to the Lakers. What does that mean for the West Coast? As far as the league.
You know LeBron not there to play no basketball.
Oh, I mean, he's trying to become that billion-dollar athlete. I respect it. Mm-hmm. I mean, who better to lead you than Magic? I mean, I look at a lot of athletes like, who's on your board, right, Emmy? So my thing is, like, who was on LeBron's board in Cleveland? Dan Gilbert? No, and I love Dan. Respect to Dan, but you already felt that chemistry being off, right? So, like, who else is LeBron surrounding himself with? And going out to L.A., if that's Magic, Rob Pelinka, Kobe Bryant, Jenny Buss. I mean, think about how exponentially different that board is than the board he originally had in Cleveland.
That's real. Mm-hmm.
And they're still going to be able to build around him. I mean, he just has to be patient. The West is ridiculous, man. Like, I think Cleveland is going to win. I mean, Toronto will be better with Kawhi. But, I mean, to have Golden State with Boogie now, like, that's stupid.
You want to play that, you know, in this late in your career, getting banged up from the West? Because those games are going to be hard, difficult. It's not like you got two teams that you got to worry about in the East. You got a bunch of teams that's going to bang you up.
He's actually going to be better in L.A. because the quality of life is so different.
The thing is, too, like, he's all about family and legacy. So my thing is, like, for anybody that tries to say, like, business is not involved, like, you don't know what you're talking about. Because now it's like, all right, I was in Cleveland. I did what I said I was going to do in Cleveland. I came back to Cleveland. I won y'all championship. Mm-hmm. Like, I did what I said I was going to do. Now I want to go to L.A.? Like, all right, I might have to take a lump the first year. But think about what he's setting up down the line, man. I mean, they have, what, Space Jam 2? Mm-hmm. They got so many things in the work. In the works, like, he's media empire. Like, why not build your legacy right there? I mean, just, plus, L.A. is L.A., man. You get there, you don't want to leave.
Yeah, at his age, and he's got his family, his kid playing ball. Like, he's good. Mm-hmm. I think he's not there for no basketball.
I mean, I have been hearing, though, that KD might come to New York, though.
Really?
I've been hearing KD coming to the Knicks.
You really hear that.
You think KD
I've been hearing that, and I've been hearing Jimmy Butler and Kyrie coming to Brooklyn.
Oh, what? Brooklyn.
So I'm just saying, I live in Brooklyn. I would love that for my next.
Where are you hearing this from, Jay?
Where you getting this from?
Some people in the streets. Come on, man. From people in the streets.
Why would KD come to New York? Why would he do that?
I'd be so excited.
Why would he leave Golden State to come to New York?
I mean, eventually, I mean, how many chips? I mean, look, he can stay there all his career. I don't really care. Whatever KD want to do is what KD wants to do. But the thing I love about KD, he's a different cat.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to do things that kind of throw people off. Like, he doesn't like for you to know what he's going to do. Like, everybody wants to hate on him going to Golden State. He's going to win chips. And then eventually, I mean, I think he's going to want to have his own team. Could that be in New York City? Why not?
You think he'd go to D.C. since that's home?
He could do that in D.C. too.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody needs to come to New York eventually.
I'm with you.
Somebody needs to come.
Yeah. Somebody.
I mean,
that's when Golden State's going to start losing, when some of their players start to be like, okay, I want to try new things. Like, Draymond might go to L.A.
Well, Klay Thompson's deal is up next year, too. I mean, how many max deals can you have?
Yeah.
I mean, Klay is one of those guys, like, when you think about Golden State, who do you think about? KD or Stephen Curry?
Right.
Number one, number two. Who else do you think about?
Draymond, my favorite player in the league, so I like Draymond. Okay, but I get what you're saying.
Well, animated, right? Passion, Draymond. So what, Klay's the fourth? I mean, if you put in Boogie now, if Boogie comes back full strength, maybe Boogie, and then what, Klay's fifth?
Yeah.
So the guy, that's fifth? He's fifth, the guy that dropped, like, what, 50 points, like, in the game, like, in 3.5 quarters?
Yeah, that's weird. He definitely faded the beige.
So I'm saying.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Oh.
Now, what about Melo on the Rockets? Is that good, bad?
I think it was the only feasible place for Melo. I didn't think there was, I mean, OKC didn't work out. Playing with Russ is a different animal. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Everybody was talking about, well, he could go different places. I'm like, why? Like, just go win a chip. Like, come off the bench. I love Melo.
If you gonna come off the bench.
Does it matter if you win a chip? I mean, he got his $25 million buyout. He just got another $2.4 million deal for a 1 year. I have an ego. I get that. But if you're Melo, it has to get to a certain point where it's like, yo, what am I doing? Like, now, granted, his footage he put out on IG yesterday, he was giving Brandon Jennings some buckets. I see you, but, I mean, it's almost like D-Wade. You have to get to a certain point. Like, we are getting old.
Word.
This is a young man's game. Respect that. Understand, get in where you fit in. Come in for a good 10, 15 minutes. Get your 15 points. Win a championship with Houston. Call it a day. Walk off.
That's it.
Walk off. I mean, it ain't about the money no more.
It's hard to do that when you come in the league with Bron, and Bron's still dropping 28, 30 a game. Still looking like a young man.
Father,
what are you going to do?
Father Miller, I don't want to Golden State.
Screw everybody. Why not? Everybody needs to go there. That's what I said. Just everybody go to Golden State.
1 year, 2.4, I'm here. Like, what's up? Just get my ring.
Let's just do it. Just do it.
Get my ring right now.
Let's just do it.
Now, you always say, this is my last question, you always say you let the accident that you went through empower you. Is it still empowering you, or are you find other things that empower you now?
Well, my kid is starting to empower me now more than ever. Like, and everybody's like, well, why are you saying her name? Why are you talking about her? She hasn't been born yet. I'm like, I'm all about speaking my life into existence.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, 13 years ago, I would have never thought I would have been in a room with y'all. You know, I was on the verge of committing suicide twice, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. So now to be able, I find that we like to simplify life. The only way we are able to break people down is if I can put you in a simplified box. Like, oh, you're a radio announcer. Oh, okay. Or you're a DJ. Or you do your thing. It's like, nah, like we're all complex individuals. And the more I can share my complexities with these young kids and the world to let them understand that I am unique and I am full of flaws and I am full of positive things as well. Like, we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to figure it out. Ain't nobody different from another.
All right.
How many times a day do you get mistaken for Biggs, Rockefeller?
That's so messed up, though. That's so messed up.
So you think they look alike?
Kareem, you see that, right? That was the third member of Rockefeller Records. This is him right here with the hat.
Oh, damn. I got the same smile.
Oh! Might be something there.
Y'all ain't never letting it go.
My goodness. It's Jay Williams.
All
it's
right,
the
my
Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, August 3rd goes to Richard Madruga of the great state of Florida. I have not given donkey to anyone from Florida all week, so it's safe to say this is the sanest week Florida has ever had. What does your Uncle Charla always tell you? The craziest people in the world come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And I began to get a little worried this week since Florida provides so much content for my donkey of the day. And lo and behold, in my inbox came a perfectly good donkey wrapped in a bow delivered from, you guessed it, the great state of Florida, the Sunshine State. Now, Richard is a crazy ex-boyfriend. A lot of women have those, okay, the ones who pop up at your house or job unannounced, threaten violence to you or whoever you're currently dating, leave crazy messages on your voicemail and on your social media. You know the type. Richard is that type. All right, his ex-girlfriend Megan, who I'm sure is proud to say she's his ex, because whenever you realize how crazy someone is, leaving them, you realize was the best thing for you. Okay, well, Megan was attending a surprise birthday party with her current boyfriend, Christopher Lowry. It was her birthday. And Richard, who clearly wasn't invited, must have gotten a memo with the time and location because he pulled up wanting all the smoke. Let's go to NBC 6 Miami for the report, please.
An alarming attack. A man trying to surprise his girlfriend on her birthday winds up getting stabbed by her ex-boyfriend. A special night turning into a nightmare.
It appears that the suspect was waiting in his pickup truck for the victim to arrive right here at this art studio in Davie before beating the victim with a screwdriver, all while his friends, family, and even a child looked on. 34-year-old Richard Madruga. In the surveillance tape, police say he came out of the truck apparently enraged and attacked Christopher Lowry with two screwdrivers, stabbing him multiple times. The two wrestled to the ground while friends and family watched in horror. Lowry ended up in the emergency room to get stitches in his face and staples on his head. Davie police arrested and charged Madruga with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Now, here's the thing, my brothers. I understand you may be all in love with your ex, and she may be the best thing you ever had, but ask yourself one simple question. Is the woman you love that doesn't want to be with you anymore worth taking a penitentiary chance and spending time in a cell surrounded by a bunch of penises for an extended period of time? The reason it's so stupid to fight your old bae's new boo, it's not like after you beat the new boyfriend up, she's going to be with you. Okay, this isn't a duel for her heart, all right? You're not fighting for her love. After you hurt this man and you're sitting in a jail cell, she's still going to be out here in these streets letting her new boo blow her back out. So what's the point? Richard, you pull up in your truck with your pistol on her birthday, drop your pistol when her new boo rushes you, and then resort to stabbing her new boyfriend with two screwdrivers? You played this all wrong because she will never be with you ever again. Simply because, one, you're crazy, and two, you ruined her birthday. If anything, you should have got her an amazing gift. That's how you properly disrupt her birthday. Y'all brothers got to stop looking for revenge and figure out a way to make your exes jealous.
and make her feel like she's missing something. And the way you do that is through flossing, not fighting. Don't block her on the gram or Twitter or Facebook. Let her see you shining. Every chance you get, look like you're having a good time without her. Get in shape. Be successful. Success is always the best revenge. Not stabbing Richard. Our board op drama is in here. Drum, do you know what Richard is short for?
It's just like a setup, but it's
yes.
Yep.
And that's exactly what Richard Madruga is, okay? And that's exactly what Christopher Lowry got stabbed by. Can I say Chris got stabbed by a since I'm talking about Richard?
Nope, not. That's not.
That's not going to work?
No.
Okay. Anyway, please give Richard Madruga the biggest hee-haw.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Carly Rae. What's up, Carly?
The newly engaged Carly Rae.
Oh, my gosh. Is that crazy?
What if Beyonce out here?
I think he's downstairs somewhere.
Okay.
Now, why you didn't let him come up?
Huh? Who you engaged to?
A regular guy, you know?
Now, how'd that happen? Now, explain the story.
We've been dating on and off for some time now.
Really dating or loving hip-hop dating?
No, really dating.
Okay.
Arkansas Mo.
Yeah. Yes.
Is he from Arkansas?
Yeah, he from Arkansas. Yeah, you know,
I would have never guessed.
Yeah.
So go ahead. You've been dating for a long time.
Yeah, we've been dating on and off, and I was surprised that he popped the question. So I just was like, oh, shoot.
So off and on him watching you on, you know, Love and Hip Hop, how did he feel seeing you dating other people?
I mean, it's my past, you know, so.
So off and on how long then?
It's been about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
But you know, we filmed Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
Before, you know, and we've just been like, wow, just together every single day, one of those things.
What made him the one? Why?
Why? Because this is definitely, it's not on some TV. It's not on some like, oh, you know, I need her for something. It's not that. It's just, we really love each other.
Now give us some insight. Who is this guy though? Like, what does he do? He just came out of nowhere for us.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
As people watching you, we had no idea who he was. So tell us how you guys met. Who is he?
We met in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He freshly moved to Atlanta. We met in Atlanta. You know what's crazy? Jock's manager introduced us.
Oh, okay. So he's the one he's the jock blocker.
Right.
Okay.
He introduced us. How crazy is that? And he was like, somebody wants to meet you. I'm like, whatever. I'm just going to come out and have fun with y'all because we hang out. And I met him, and we've been kicking it ever since.
Why would Jock's manager do that? Doesn't he know that you and Jock could have potentially gotten back together?
That part. I don't know what the hell he was thinking, but hey, I mean, Jock and I are really, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So our history comes from being good friends.
When you call him regular, why is he regular?
Because he has a regular job. As you know, Jock is a rapper. Life Jennings, a rapper, you know. So
singer.
I mean, singer.
What's
my
a
bad.
Regular job? Like, what does he do?
He owns a trucking company.
Okay.
You know, he just works. You know, he's not in the industry.
That's good. So you and like why that
he
better?
Probably making money. He probably making more money than 90% of all artists if he got his own trucking company.
Yes, he has his own trucking company. So yeah, he does make a lot.
You like this better to have somebody that's not in the industry?
This is my first time, and I'm like, this works.
Mm-hmm.
He's not caring about taking pictures with me and being in the limelight or nothing like that.
How many Instagram followers he got?
He's actually got a private page. He don't. He's
okay.
Not.
He might be a keeper.
Yeah,
all right.
His page is private. But since it came out, everybody been requesting. He's like, dang. I'm like, he's like, I'm not following nobody. I'm not into that.
Mm-hmm. Other girls from Love and Hip Hop trying to follow him now?
Yeah. I'm sure. I don't know. I'm sure. But he ain't into all that.
How much longer do you see yourself doing Love and Hip Hop?
I don't know.
You still
I'm
enjoy
just
it?
Taking it day at a time.
You still
and
enjoy
I,
it?
I love it. And it's a great platform for my stores, for my book, my, you know, things that I want to do. It's a great platform.
Let's talk about this sexy book you have and tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so I'm sexually, like, free-spirited.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't mind talking about sex. A lot of people are uncomfortable.
I don't mind talking about sex either.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't mind talking about sex. I'm just like, hey, you know. But other people are uncomfortable talking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I got with Zane. She's one of the best Times, the number
New York
one.
Times bestseller.
Yeah, when
and
it comes
she had
to
the
sex
series
books.
Too. The,
and Zane. I was in that series too. I did a role in there. I got with Zane, and Zane was like, yeah, I would love to. And I told her, she was like, just tell me all your stories, tell me everything you want to talk about, and I'm going to fix it up and make it
Give us one story now that's a freaky story.
Oh, it's so many. Just give us a little
spoiler. Give us one of your freaky stories that can entertain us.
Well, next month is, what is it?
Anal Awareness Month.
Anal Awareness Month.
Oh gosh.
Not Anal Awareness Month. It's Anal Pleasure Awareness Month.
Okay. Right.
Everybody just be aware of your ass next month.
Can somebody tell me what that
it's
means?
Anal Pleasure Awareness Month.
That everybody should have anal next month.
Yes, everybody.
I don't know if that's what it actually means, but it is.
I haven't had anal with my dude yet, so.
Really?
Yeah. You want him to, or he... Some guys are hesitant to do that, and some women are hesitant to tell a man they like that.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's just... Sexual for me is not like, oh, I'm going to plan it at 10:45. Mm-hmm. It's just go with the flow. I'm drunk. Put it in there.
Right.
Nah, I don't think you can do that with anal. No. Might get a little surprise.
Yeah, don't you, like, oh, no, I didn't think it felt like that.
Don't you have to prepare for anal, though, somewhat? Like, make sure you're cleaned out there. And that's what I heard.
Unless your hole is big.
Because you can't just slide it in there.
I'm a clean person regardless. So I wake up in the morning and be clean. Mm-hmm. I don't know about these other people.
You gotta make sure you go to the bathroom.
You gotta clean.
You gotta make sure you go to the bathroom
minute,
first.
Like, yes, and you gotta shower after you dump.
And you have to use lube.
You do every time after you poop. You shower.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Who doesn't?
Yes, I do.
You poop every time after you. I mean, you shower every time after you
poop. Yes,
I do.
I do. That's what I'm saying.
Every time.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm at home,
it's a morning thing for me. So I poop in the morning.
Yes, in the morning.
And right after that, I take a shower.
Yeah.
You know what the worst is? If you're in the shower and you have to go, and you're like, damn it,
I get out the shower. Yeah. That's happened to me before.
I refuse to believe that y'all take a shower every time y'all poop. So y'all just around the house.
If I'm home,
I definitely would take a shower right after.
Yes.
What is this? Getting on y'all when it comes out? Like, I don't understand why.
I just want to wipe my ass.
Charlamagne, you take all your clothes off when you poop. You might as well hop in the shower.
I do, and I wipe thoroughly, and you know, you got a bidet, and you.
You have a bidet?
No.
You use it?
You're going about your business.
What are you talking about?
I don't think that I use that bidet since I'm
old. Well, this anal pleasure. Anal pleasure month. You might want to try it.
So, you think you guys are going to wait till you get married? Maybe that's a gift for after marriage? Like, give them something to look forward to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't give up on my tricks before the marriage. No.
What other tricks do you have?
You have no idea how many fart sounds are going to play during this interview. You have no clue.
Oh, no, so you tell us one of your stories. That's what you
were about.
Oh, gosh. It's so many.
Give us one that's going to make us want to read this book.
Doing it to a guy before in the...
What?
Oh, you pegged him?
Yeah.
You put a strap on it and you...
Mm-hmm.
Your boyfriend?
No.
Was this in the...
No, it's in the book, okay? It's in the book.
Was this one of the...
It's in the book. That's all I gotta say.
Did this take place in Atlanta?
What boyfriend was this?
It's in the book.
Is he on the show?
You say his name?
No, I said... No names in the book.
No, you can't.
Okay. So you really did this?
It's in the book.
She said it was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's in Atlanta.
A lot of stuff beyond.
How did he ask? I'm just curious. Like, it was, hey, babe, why don't you, you know...
Yeah, how does this come up?
I didn't want to say it because then they're going to use it as a clip. So.
No, we already call you Envy Peg. Pegging Envy.
No, you don't.
Pegging
but
Envy.
But anyway, how did he ask you?
No, I don't think, like I said, it's not one of those things you plan. It's just.
But you don't just have a strap on laying around.
You just have them in your closet?
Yeah. I have a sex.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
no,
do?
I have a sex toy company with Doc Johnson.
Oh, well, then it makes sense.
Yeah, I put out a sex toy line with Doc Johnson, so yeah.
All right, we have more with Carly Rae. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky, 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 freaky Friday.
And we have Carly Rae in the building. Charlamagne?
What makes your sex toys different than everybody else?
Because I picked the ones that I want. You know, Doc Johnson and I got together and they said, okay, which are the ones that you really, really like? I like buzzing in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That one. You ever tried
that? No. Buzzing in your mouth?
It's when you go down on somebody, it's a liquid vibrator.
So it's a liquid and you put it in your mouth and it buzzes like Pop Rocks?
Not necessarily Pop Rocks, just like a vibrator, but
rocks. Pop rocks.
Oh, but it's a liquid vibrator.
Mm.
What about rings? Have you ever used those on a guy?
No, I don't like
that. I heard guys love rings, though, and it's supposed to be really good for them.
Yeah,
like the pleasure and the sensation of it.
Never tried that. Never tried a ring? No, I never tried that.
I did.
They say guys like that. Yeah, I heard
it's
that
supposed
before.
To feel really good. It's supposed to give you more sensation.
I didn't like it. I feel like the it messes your circulation up a little bit.
That's
at least
the point
that's what
of
I thought
it.
In my
that's
mind.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. It keeps yeah. you harder
do
for
guys
longer.
Like rings?
I never
it's supposed to help you maintain your erection for a longer period of time and make you more sensitive. They also say guys who aren't circumcised have a lot more sensation in the hood of their
I can't deal with a guy that's not circumcised.
Was halfway circumcised.
Freak that.
How do you know, Envy? Then what happened to you guys?
Ask him again. Put the camera right on his face. Ask him again.
Envy said ask that him. Like he's just, seen it up close.
Yeah, word, boy. I'm halfway circumcised. Go ahead, answer the
how
question.
How was that for you?
Wait, are you circumcised? Are you circumcised?
Yes,
I'm circumcised.
Okay.
Charlamagne's
okay.
Halfway.
I used to have a little skin
bridge. Halfway.
I used to have a little skin bridge. It was a little skin bridge that I had, but it's gone now.
And
but you had to go back to the hospital and get it?
I think I was like 17, maybe.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was just a little piece of skin from the shaft to the head of the penis. You'll see it. Like, if you can Google it, and you'll
your
see
your mom
it.
Took you?
Was it your penis?
No, I actually went for something else. I went for something else, and the doctor said, he's like, what is that doing there?
The doctor, that's something you got to get rid of. Is that what he said?
Penis at 16, at 17.
I don't remember what I was getting done. It's something I was
getting
done.
Was that an STD?
Yeah. I didn't. And he was like, he snipped it right there.
He burned it.
Snipped it up.
And did it hurt?
No. You want me to Google it? I'll Google it for you.
Oh, wow.
It's not going to be mine, but you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
So give us some other toys.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah.
Give us your favorites, your top five.
Liquid vibrator, strap-on.
That's how it looks.
Oh,
that's what your penis looks like? Ew,
look at this.
That's how it looked. It was like it was a piece of skin like
you
that.
You didn't think that was crazy?
I thought it was normal until I went to the doctor and he was like, what is that? What is that?
What is that?
I did used to have little bouts of schmegma.
A little schmegma.
I did.
Yeah, funky, fact. Spunky penis.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go on. What else?
Yeah, so
the strap-on.
The strap-on.
How frequently have you used a strap-on on men? Like, how many different men have you used?
No, just one time.
Just one time?
Yeah.
Did he love it?
I'm sure.
And he remained your boyfriend?
No, hell no.
Was it,
no,
did
we'd
it slide
have to
in?
Because
he can never feel bad about you.
Word is wrong. You do something like that.
Never.
That's
never.
Why you got married.
Never. You will never come for me, ever. But, yes, the liquid vibrators.
Wait, one more question about the strap-on. So was it wide open or did it, like, have to, was it like a, you know?
It's one of, let me put the in. Mm-hmm. You know, let me just slip. Can I just put the in?
That's what you told him?
No.
Let me put
just
the in. Like
can I put the in? Can I just put the in? But
did he bleed?
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm just asking. I wanna know.
No,
didn't bleed?
No.
Should he have?
I don't know. I think everybody's ass is the same way. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, the liquid vibrate. Which ones do you like?
I've never been that big into toys, but the little pocket rocket.
I have that too in my line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I have anything that too in my line.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Rocket.
All right, so go on. Tell me the rest of your favorites.
Okay, so liquid vibrate. I do like the pocket rocket, okay. The strap on, the handcuff situation, mm-hmm. You know.
Lituation.
Yeah.
I want to know the person you put the strap on. I want to know.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's his number.
Right.
You know what?
That's how that sounded, my brother. I'm going to be honest with you. That's exactly how you sounded just now.
Nice.
I want to know the guy who you pet.
Ooh.
He's like, I don't want to hear about nothing else. Give me his number. That's how you sounded.
I smack my penis.
I don't have that no more.
He could have the real thing.
Can't smack my shame me. I don't have it.
You think that when you get married, you'll have threesomes? Is that something you guys discuss?
I think I would, but I don't think he would allow me to.
So you don't think he'll be with it?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be with it. Mm-hmm. I ask him about it now. I'd be like, ooh, ain't that girl? He'd be like, what?
Is he a freak in the bedroom at least?
Yeah, but I don't think he would be with it.
But he don't do anal. He don't want no threesomes.
Mm-mm. I can't even touch his booty. I can't even go, like, yeah, no.
Can't lick it?
No, I can't even, like, you know how, if I even smack his ass, he'd be like,
yeah, that's crazy.
You know how
right?
You smack guys' ass, like, hey, and they get out the shower, hey, he like,
yeah, oh. Even some guys get
fighting words,
and
he'd be looking at me like, don't even touch me there.
Do you like choking and stuff like that when you're in the bedroom?
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
And get slapped?
Do you like choked?
Very lightly, not like a I might pass out. Some people like the I might pass out choke.
No, you like better that. Not. That's fighting.
What about a smack?
Lightly. Mm-hmm. Lightly. Like a, yeah. Not no.
No hair.
Are you smacking in the bed?
Lip service.
It is.
Are you choking and smacking?
I do a little light choke. Yes.
You like being choked?
No. Do you like being choked in me?
No.
You don't like some big, strong hands around your neck?
My wife has little hands, but no, I'll pass. No, no, no choking me.
No choking.
I never tried it, though.
You should.
It might be good. Might be good, but nah, I'll pass.
What about role play?
I don't think he's going for... I don't know, guys. I don't think he's going for all of that.
You ain't describe a freaky person. You said he's freaky.
Yeah, no, he's freaky because there's other ways to be freaky.
Like what?
Having sex anywhere. Anywhere.
What's the craziest place?
That makes you an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
What's the craziest place you had sex?
In the truck.
Craziest place. Oh, my gosh. That's not crazy. On the beach, it's not crazy. On a plane, it's not crazy. Everybody's doing that.
Okay, there's nothing left.
There's nothing left anymore.
There's nothing left for me to do to be crazy.
Right, right. Gotta think about that one.
When you got engaged...
That means your bar is too high. Meaning that, like, you've done so much freaky stuff, your bar's way high.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Because what you don't think is freaky, you'll probably say it and everybody be like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably right.
You think huge penises are overrated?
I like them small. Even though my dude doesn't have a small penis. Whoa. Let me put that out there.
Wow. You like them small? Like, Gigi. What do you mean by small?
Gigi, you think penises are overrated?
What do you call me?
Gigi.
What about
you? Gigi, I'm L'Oreal. You think big penis is overrated?
You know, mine is big, so I like them big. I know yours are small.
Yes.
How do you know?
I like small penises.
You like small penises?
Yes, I do.
Right? It's easier for you to right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How
I'm
crazy.
I'm being L'Oreal.
I like them small. I mean, my dude doesn't have a small, but I do like them small.
I dance for my
man
sometimes.
What do you mean
sometimes.
By small? Like, how small is small?
No, average.
Okay, because you keep saying small.
Like average. I like average. I like average. But, you know, guys walk around and they're like, I got a big
Those are the ones that usually don't have them.
Oh,
the ones that brag.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm L'Oreal.
L'Oreal, you so stupid.
That's that big energy they talk about, though.
Big energy.
A lot of people brag about it. I'm like, well, I don't like that. Mm-mm. I don't like average.
Sometimes you got to sit to the side so it don't go all the way in.
I really like that you guys are doing this because I'm definitely using and no one's going to understand anything about any type of role play.
What up, Gigi? What up, L'Oreal? Oh,
Gigi and L'Oreal. You know, I'm never going to forget that.
You don't know Gigi and L'Oreal?
Lip service. He's talking about my podcast, lip service. She hasn't done it yet.
Man, please clarify for her if she leaves. She was like, let me and Charlotte
are calling herself Gigi and L'Oreal. Don't worry about it.
We put that out there.
Well, it's Carly Red.
Thank you.
Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.